Blog Talk Radio.
She says she wanna drink, do drugs, and have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning. She says she wanna drink, do drugs, and have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning.
Hopefully we can go to heaven. I pray. Hopefully we can go to heaven, 'cause I'm safe. Hopefully we can go to heaven, I pray. Hopefully we can go to heaven, 'cause I'm staying, I'm staying. Amazing grace, it's hard to say no when it's looking so good in my face. 'Cause all them curves got me on the swerve when I'm trying to drive straight. Call me on another day, baby girl, I probably would've took that cake. 'Cause every nigga love birthday cake. And every time I come around, I can tell you be looking at me. And I can tell you be wondering if I'm really loving what I say. It'll be wrong if you get along, because I know me. Still I try to be strong, say B, keep a G on, but she ain't tryna hear me.
She says she wanna drink, do drugs, and have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning. She says she wanna drink, do drugs, and have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning.
Trouble in my way. Whispered in my ear, she ain't had good since last May. And she know I could change all that if I want to right now today. Straight put in a place, make her ass wanna stay. Now I can never get away. 'Cause every time I come around, I can tell you.
'Cause I got church in the morning, church in the morning.
Good evening and good evening and good evening, Black Eyed people. I am your hostess with the mostest, Iman Shante.
I got my burn in the morning.
I got Dre and Ron on the line. Keisha Taylor will trickle in in just a moment. Hey, y'all good old black ass people.
What's good with you people?
Not another thing. About to eat these chicken wings.
I got burned in the morning.
Why you get burnt in the morning time?
'Cause we was fucking all night and I went and took a piss at 6 a.m. and then it started. Oh no, my bad.
Whoa,
Nelly.
Jesus,
niggas, get in the way. Wait a minute, get in the lane. You all on the reflectors. You hit the reflectors and you hit the reflectors. Boop, 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 boop. What the fuck? Jesus. Nigga, you on the shoulder of the road. Get in the road. What happened?
That is not a true story.
I hope it ain't, boy, because if it is, you're going to have to break that down like Alka-Seltzer next hour or two.
It sounded like an entanglement.
No, this sounds like some endangerment.
Who's that endangerment?
Oh, my God. And I done damn finished the rest of that wine and then took two shots of this motherfucking damn P. Diddy. This is the rock. Nigga.
Oh, Lord.
So tonight, we're going to drink. We're going to cause. We're going to say appropriate things because that's what we do around here. Tonight, I am drinking some bathing thing that I got from the Publix the other day, but I added some Hennessy to it. So, y'all know how I like to add some shit. Let's get Keisha Taylor in here. Hey, baby.
Hey, that sounds like it's going to be good.
Hey. Hey there, friend.
Hey, friend. So, are we feeling a little better now?
Bitch, wait till we get out of this goddamn show while I tell you what I... Girl! Listen.
Okay, no. Okay,
Listen,
okay,
Linda.
Okay.
Listen.
Yeah,
oh,
we feeling good, but Brother Ron said he think he got burnt.
Ooh, he got burnt by what? He got the crabs in you?
He gonna
not just burnt, nigga, but in the morn. In the morn.
So,
oh, Lord, Ron, tell
so
me what happened. What happened?
Tonight's show is starting off with a story. So I guess tonight's show is going to start off with a story. After we listen to the story, we're then going to go into catching up from last week where we were going to talk about the Red Table Talks, and I've now watched the video. We're also going to talk about some other fuck shit and why Tory Lanez shot Megan. We're going to talk about that. And then in the last 15 minutes of the show, we're going to have a hot seat. And guess who's in the hot seat tonight? It's Akeisha Taylor. So she in the hot seat.
I got two names, one for my man and one for the cop. I got two names.
Yeah, Akeisha Taylor. Yeah, Akeisha Taylor.
Oh, one for the hood and one for the cops.
So
boom, boom, so boom.
It's story time.
Let me. All right, wait. We didn't. No. You got to go ahead and give a disclaimer. I'm sorry.
I didn't get a disclaimer.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I feel like we're going to need it for this story.
Okay.
Oh,
so all right.
My bad.
Drink,
my
because we say inappropriate ass things around here. Now it's time for story time with Ryan. I got to find
No. I can't tell that story in public, right? No. Nigga, I might be on the unemployment line. I'm not telling that story out loud. No. That's why I said tweet or post, yo, nigga. No.
Oh. Okay. Well, we'll get the story. Nobody else will. Okay. We'll do a post show. We'll have to make it quick because I have a flight in the morning I got to take. So, I'm working. I'm working and shit. So,
there you go.
We just gonna get to it then. So.
All right. You know what?
Hold on.
I do have a
hold
little
Lord,
story.
Okay.
I do got a quick story.
Okay.
So yesterday.
I knew it was coming. Hold on. Let me get coffee. Okay. I'm ready. Go ahead.
But this isn't a typical kind of story. And I'm going to try to summarize it as succinctly as possible. Yesterday, you got some youngins that live in my building, in my complex, and they were shooting a video across the street. So they out there, they got their money, they got their weapons, they got their trees, you know what I'm saying? Regular young nigga fuck shit videos that all of us did when we was young and on that fuck shit. All right? So afterwards, they come back across the street to where the buildings are at. They're flicking it up. When they come across the street, at that point, I go upstairs. I'm like, all right, I'm going upstairs. I'm going to take a nap. Nigga, I'm old. All right? I go upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I take a nap. Next thing I know, there's shots. Okay?
Oh,
nigga start shooting. So, this is where we have a enigma wrapped in a conundrum, because from where I live on the top of a hill, okay? To the left is what they call Route 1. The police had Route 1 blocked off and traffic stopped. We're talking maybe from my front door to Route 1, maybe 1,500 feet, maybe 1,500 feet. Okay?
Oh,
it's at the bottom of the hill. Mind you, I told you I live at the top of the hill. They got the lights on, traffic stopped. Okay? So, what we're thinking is, a regular motherfucker is not going to see police at that corner, drive past them and say, fuck that, I'm still shooting. A normal motherfucker is going to be like, we'll catch them next time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The police is right there.
okay? Or you came from the other way, which means when you got to the top of the hill, you bust the U-turn and then came down and started shooting. And if that's the case, that means when you got to the top of the hill, you still saw the police. A real regular nigga is not going to still go ahead and start busting. So, and that,
no.
And there was a few crazy things that's happened in the last 3-4 days. There's been police just sitting there across from our building watching shit. You know what I'm saying? And there's little things. And one other thing, and this may be reaching, all of this shit may be reaching, but the shots didn't hit anybody. There was at least 20 little niggas outside taking pictures. Approximately another 15 or 20 people outside just, you know, living, enjoying the day. And nobody got hit. So I say that to say that that's either the worst shooter in the world or a fucking marksman. It's leaning towards it being a marksman, and it's leaning towards that not being a regular person who did the shooting. You know what I mean? Because it don't make sense for it to be police watching us all day, and then all of a sudden, when the shooting happened, there's no police watching, for real. You know what I mean? So that's my story right there, what happened, you know, in the last 24 hours in my hood in the great enclave of Woodbridge, Virginia. Two days ago, so we're starting a community organization. This is, I know these fucking crackers behind this shit. So we started a community organization called FLAIR, Family, Love, and Respect. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The other day we went to feed the homeless, the police pulled up on us, and they came mad aggressive. Y'all can't be out here. Excuse me, we just trying, what y'all doing? What y'all got in here? And I'm saying, well, we just trying to feed the homeless. That's all we doing. We not, you know what I'm saying? We not doing nothing much. We just, well, the businesses that you're in front of are complaining. Do you know, at that point, each one of us looked at him, looked at each other, and pointed to the establishment, which was closed and not open. Sir, there is no way that anybody in here is complaining. This doesn't have a tenant in this part of the building. Well, the other people down there. The next one over is a tax place. Jackson Hewitt is the next place. One of the dudes that rock with us, his baby mother, they didn't call. You know what I'm saying? So nobody called. What are y'all doing? You know what I mean? So when we try to help the community and do things that they don't expect, they stop us. And now the one thing that they do expect is niggas to be shooting. It just don't smell good. Something is fucking fishy in Denmark.
Your area has got to do better. Got to do better.
I mean, it is what it is, I guess. It is what it is. Let me take these drugs out of my lips while I talk. I'm sorry. Yeah.
As you take drugs.
Mm-hmm.
About two of them. Oh, that's good.
Okay, so now let's get to the entanglement.
Okay. So.
And what
I
the fuck is an entanglement?
That bitch.
Okay.
A relationship.
Is an entanglement is like basically it's a fancy word for a situationship, like a relationship that's really, 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 really complicated. Which is, you know, it was complicated, but I do.
An entanglement is a pompous bitch trying to say I was a thought for 18 months.
Not a thought.
Okay.
Not a thought, Bart. Not thought, Felicia.
And I was fucking with her. I've told y'all the story about how I seen her and fell in love with Jada. That shit was real weak. That was real weak. It was very weak. A nigga wouldn't be able to get away with that.
What?
At all.
No. And that's crazy because if Will would have did the same thing, and the same thing when it happened in the same exact way, them bitches of the world, and yes, I said them bitches of the world, because I wouldn't have reacted that way, them bitches of the world would have been like, off with his head. He ain't shit. He ain't this. He ain't that. Bitch. Such a dumb ass up.
I'm not even talking about the bitches of the world. I'm talking about the bitch in your bedroom. Will was very nice. He only pushed her one time on what the fuck entanglement means. You know what I'm saying? He pushed her one time. Let's just think if Bill and Hillary would have been at a fucking red table. You know Hillary would have grilled that nigga. So did the bitch swallow Billy? So no. Man. Oh, obviously she didn't because the shit was on her dress. You know what I mean? Like it'd have been all kind of dirt. You know
she
what I'm saying?
A souvenir.
It was a woman.
And if you ask me, sidebar for a second. If you ask me, she did that all wrong because ain't no way in the world. I'd have went through all of that, and the only thing I got out the deal with the damn was nothing. Y'all just gonna talk about me in the public? Oh no, I'm walking away with something, sir. I'm sorry. And then I gotta wait 10 plus years to reinvent myself, and then I still gotta answer questions about this. No sir, I'm leaving with something. You gonna give me something? You gonna sign me a check? That's what you gonna do.
See, but no, you
gotta it's gonna have some numbers on it. It's gonna have all the numbers on it. You're gonna sign me a check.
First of all, you stupid. You got issues. You got real issues. But let's ask ourselves a real question. What the fuck could she possibly need from that nigga?
At the time she was like 20 something years old, it's a lot she could have got from him. At 20 something and you ain't got shit and you just an intern? Oh, whatever the fuck she was.
Wait, hold on. I'm confused. You talking about Jada and Alcina?
No. You said Bill and Hillary.
Okay, you was back over there. All right, so you was with Bill and Monica.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
Oh, my bad. I didn't say that. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah. Well, no, but Monica Lewinsky, she got paid. You know, you see all the speeches she was giving afterwards. She got paid, nigga. Google her net worth, nigga. She got some paper.
Okay, and I'd have had some more.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is why I don't talk to you but once a month.
All the money. She gonna get a check every month going forward for the rest of her life.
Okay, listen.
On the 15th, sir. Matter of fact, I want this show on the 1st, guaranteed.
Okay, listen. I want a whole wire transfer. You understand me? And I don't want to hear nothing. When I look at my account, 1201, it better be there. If not 1202, I'm on the phone. You got 2 minutes.
Two minutes.
Got 2 minutes around here. I missed the wank. Better have my damn money. Oh, you ain't got my money. Okay. You sure you ain't got my money? Okay. Watch this.
1204.
Don't get mad at me. You should have gave me my money.
Exactly.
All right, so let me ask y'all this. Go ahead, Dre, my bad. Go ahead.
I just, you can see in his face, Like, even though he was doing the little, you know what I'm saying, the signature Will Smith laugh, ha, 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 you know what I'm saying, all of that shit. But that nigga
was hurt. He was hurt.
He was hurt, and that nigga was mad. Cause he was like, in his face, you can look and tell, like, yeah, I'm laughing. But, bitch, you got me out here in front of these motherfucking people looking stupid as shit.
You got me,
and you still ain't telling, and you still ain't telling everybody why we wasn't together. Because she still didn't say, I don't think they said why they wasn't together. He was basically saying, bitch, I was done with your goddamn math, and you pissed me off to the highest level. Like, nigga, how can you be, you don't know about your relationship? This is Will Smith. What the fuck? And this nigga, he seems like, you know what I'm saying, like the most friendliest, down-to-earth motherfucking dad ever. And then you mad because you don't know what you want to do with this Will Smith.
Ma'am, you in your 40s and you don't know what to do with your life. You 50 now.
Exactly. This nigga has saved us from aliens. This nigga was trying his best to goddamn save a motherfucking damn a computer, whatever that fucking thing was, in the pursuit of happiness. This nigga killed himself to help other people and all this other bullshit. And you want to cheat on this nigga? What the fuck?
In her words, he didn't cheat. They were separated.
And here's another thing. And here's
it was
another
a
thing.
Bone
like,
density scanner.
That nigga said, you're going to get that shit right. You're going to tell what the fuck that shit was.
Oh, my God. Lord Jesus, fix it.
That must have been his movie. That was your movie, Ron? From your shit? Every time you watch it.
I'm just saying,
boom,
though, man.
Check
like, it's fucked up. Like,
so,
I wish they would have broke it down to, like, to what the fuck. Like, why was she didn't know what the fuck she wanted to do? Like, this is, y'all been together forever, damn near. And then you want to wait and then talk about you didn't know what you wasn't happy in your relationship. Bitch, what the fuck? You should have been unhappy.
So, here's what you do. So here's what you do. You're not happy in your relationship. You go get you a motherfucking hobby, bitch. That's what you do. You don't go find your friends. You get you a hobby. You go get you a book. You know what? Sometimes I'll be mad in the house because, you know, we only can go to work and we can, that's about it at this point in life. But sometimes I'll be mad in the house and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to read me another book. That's it.
And I'm pretty sure.
I'm not about to go off. I'm surely not going to mess with none of my son's friends. I'm just going to go
read
the book.
I'm quite sure that nigga
find,
was calling her.
I'm going to go find something to watch on Netflix. Shit, I'll bake me a brownie or two. So I'll find
something
else to
do. Help your daughter with her damn singing career or something. Cause I'm quite sure this nigga was on the set. He probably calling out every scene and shit, checking on her. You know what I'm saying? Because he looked like he could, from the way I take it, that motherfucker really loved that helper. To put up with that shit right there, he was like, okay, fuck it.
Yeah, I love that helper.
You know how many niggas would have been
day,
like, you know, like,
I'm coming
like,
from I'm coming from the store, right? And my daughter said, Daddy, I want some candy or whatever. So I want to go get some candy. And I went and got me. I said, lean on, let me give me some Twizzlers. So I'm walking back home. And I'm walking up the steps. And on the steps, it was about four or five. I don't know what their drug of choice are, what their drugs of choice are, but I'm sure that they are on multiple. Right? So, but they, you know what I'm saying? They're neighborhood people, you know what I'm saying? Live down the road or whatever. Anyway, so I'm going up the steps, and I stumbled, and I caught myself, and I landed, and I made sure that my Twizzler didn't hit the floor, right? It hit the steps. So one of the dudes started laughing. Ah, yeah, OG, you almost hurt yourself. I said, nah, I ain't hurt myself. I said, everybody falls. You know what I'm saying? But everybody ain't got a Twizzler, nigga. No. No,
oh on the steps.
You know what I'm saying? And I kept it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody ever gonna see.
You know what I'm saying? And but I say that to say I thought of that and I thought of Will Smith. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody gets embarrassed, nigga. But everybody ain't Will Smith, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
In retrospect, when I went up the steps to them motherfuckers who in 6 months, my gross is what all of them make combined. You know what I'm saying? Do I have anything to be embarrassed about in front of them? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I have nothing to get. And I have high fructose corn syrup. You know what I'm saying? And fucking and bread number 9. You know what I'm saying? I got Twizzlers, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you. But so when we look at it, Will Smith, yeah, my wife, you know what I'm saying? She went and got some little nigga dick. You see what she came back to, right? Nigga, you can't listen. I was Ali. Yes, I know how to fight. I will fuck you up. I will buy you. I will sell you. I got connections in motherfucking South Africa with the beers after that Mandela shit. So I will fucking diamond and crush you. And then I will ship you in the fucking space with the fucking aliens. That nigga can do anything. He has no reason to be embarrassed. None. You know what I'm saying? Especially if he's really talking like he's really walking. So what I mean by that is, he makes it seem like
talking
he's a
like
very
a
equal opportunity dude. You know what I'm saying? He with his children, it's their life. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do that, but that's them. You know what I'm saying? Willis from Philly, he ain't fucking wearing no dress. You know what I'm saying? He ain't fucking doing that shit his weirdo children's doing. That come from that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Now we seeing her do the weirdo shit. He the only nigga that ain't did weirdo shit yet. I don't know. Maybe it's me.
Those kids are weird as fuck, except for Trey. Them other two, that Willow and that Jaden, they weird.
Exactly.
And
anything
that
comes from her womb is fucking
crazy. Then he gonna tweet, my mama is a hoe. This fool tweeted right after the show. This fool tweeted, my mama is a hoe. And then he tried to take it down, but he got screenshot. And everybody sharing it as a meme. That's motherfucking weird, man.
Well, I mean, if you on the outside looking in at it and you were like, ma'am, you did some hoe shit. You took a year to do some hoe shit outside your marriage. Right?
And the whole
that's
time,
all
everybody
she
just
needs
knew
to
them
say.
Motherfuckers was
now, wait,
that's
wait,
all
wait,
she
wait,
needs
wait,
to say in that whole talk.
Wait, but they did say that at that point they were separated.
You took a year to go find yourself and did some hoe shit. That's fine.
Listen. Everybody on here, all y'all motherfuckers better stop this holy and endowed shit, all right? Each one of y'all motherfuckers
know. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying I'm perfect. And I'm
you're not saying what?
That.
You're not
like
saying
I'm
what? Wait. What the fuck you not saying?
Because
I ain't saying nothing yet. What you defending yourself from?
I said I'm not saying anything holier than thou. Like, everybody's done some whole shit in their life. Okay, Jada just decided at the age of 46, I'm going to take my year and I'm going to do some whole shit. Okay, that's fine.
I am 46 and I will be in Vegas next week. You think I ain't going to do no ball-headed whole shit?
Are you going to do some whole shit?
But you always do ball-headed whole shit.
Oh, dang.
Fuck you. And fuck the horse you rode in on. How about that?
And them stores in Vegas going to be lit. I can't wait till you come back.
Listen, excuse me, raising my hand. Here's what I need. I don't even need for you to wait to come back. I need the play-by-play while you're down here. Okay? I need story after story. Don't even wait till you come back. As soon as you do some ball-head-hole shit and y'all finish and you clean up, and you do whatever else you got to do, you get right in the office inbox, okay? And you let us know.
I appreciate you for giving me the time to wash my balls. This nigga said immediately afterwards, she said, wash up and whatever you do, what you got to do. Let me, nigga, take an intravenous motherfucking IV. You know what I'm saying? Get your energy back, some ginseng, whatever the fuck you got to do.
And we need a story.
And then go do some more ball head of whole shit, wash, rinse, repeat.
And then come back and tell us again.
I need the play by play in real time. I can't wait till you come back. Because, you know, sometimes you get forgetful. We don't need
wait,
that type
and
of
then
energy.
Return, wait, and let me find out when I return. It's going to be my 15 minutes.
You know what? That sounds like
what
a plan.
What, when you go? When you go?
Wait, my mother's calling me. Wait, my mother's calling me. Wait, what you said?
Go find a date. Go find a date, sir. Go find a date. I got a calendar.
I'll be back Friday.
Next Friday?
Or maybe I might still be there Friday. I think I may be still there Friday night.
You know how to tell time?
Yeah.
You know how to be here at the Central Time, also the Eastern Time. You know that? You know, because you got to be here.
I have no idea how that works. And my phone, I actually don't even have any charges, so my phone's probably not going to have any energy. It's going to be dead probably because I don't have a charger.
Wow. Cut the line ass up.
Wow.
That's some lie shit. Now, either you're going to be on some whole shit or you're going to be on some lie shit. You can't be on the whole end lie shit.
Make a whole end
line
go together. What the fuck is wrong with you?
And it just came flying out, too. It wasn't even, like, it was just the lie just came on out. He didn't even think about it. Just lie. Just tell a lie. There was no thought, nothing. Just lie. Wow. I don't know, Ron. I'm disappointed. Disappointed.
I ain't got no reason to lie to y'all.
But like I said,
anyway,
nigga,
yeah,
why you got reasons to lie? You don't have no reason to lie. You got reasons to lie.
So my point is this. My point is this about her. If we broke up and we have been in a marriage for 2 decades and we say at that point, you know what? This shit right here is a lot. Let's find some time to see if we can, you know what I'm saying, find our happiness. And then we can go from there. Maybe we can come back together because we have a union. And during that time of me finding myself, I go in, I fuck some hoe. You know what I mean? Like, I think all of us would do that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But we would be wise enough to keep that, or we would hope to be wise enough to keep that, you know what I'm saying, side piece way on the side.
It's not even. Here's the thing. The gag is Will's done that a couple times. The problem is that he picked people he knew weren't going to say shit because they was fucking up their own shit. You understand me? So by you telling my business, you telling your business. That's what happened. Time and time again, he didn't dip his ink in the pool a couple times. He didn't dip his little pen in the fountain. He did. But it was with people who wasn't going to say shit. The problem is that little young buck, little whippersnapper there, he got a little punk-ass album coming out it came out already. So he out here doing interviews. So now, don't nobody give a damn about his music. So I need to come up with a way to get people talking about me. I'm going to bring up a relationship I had over 4 years ago.
Okay. Let's look at it
from
this direction.
What you got to say?
I got something that I just thought of when I just heard you talk. And then I had something that I heard somebody else say. So I'm going to do what I just thought of first. What I thought of is, why the fuck not? Who the fuck is you, you know what I'm saying, to come over here, take all this good dick, and then toss me back. You don't even call me, you know what I'm saying, when you want to go back to your husband. Fuck you, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to come back up. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to blow your shit up to fuck you. And your man ain't going to do nothing to me, neither. Fuck him. What he going to do? He ain't going to do nothing but laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, nigga, summertime, nigga. Parents just don't understand. You understand? I fucked your bitch, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you want to do? And I'm going to get your stuff in my thing exposed.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Oh, please.
Shit.
Woo.
I'm just saying, though, why not? Why not? Why? You know what I'm saying? And that leads into the thing that I heard somebody else say. This dude was in his mid-20s, and he was obviously suffering. He had issues with his parents. He had issues in his childhood. He was physically going through issues. And this multi-million dollar, 40-plus-year-old woman preyed on him. And you know what? That is a nice perspective to look at it from. Because if we flip this shit around, and it was a 20-something-year-old female who was sick and had daddy issues and had fucking childhood issues, and I was fucking, you know what I'm saying, 40-something, and I was fucking with her. I shouldn't have used myself, because now I look like a dirtball. But you motherfucking right, I'm praying on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? So why would we think Jada didn't pray on this little nigga? Look at it from that perspective. This cougar bitch preyed on this motherfucker. He just came to his senses, and now he found a way to flip it. What about that, nigga?
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. I feel like she was still wrong. She was still wrong because she could have picked anybody. You could have got you a grown-ass man, not one of your kids' friends, number one. And number two, you could have got you somebody that was somewhat mentally stable. You could have. She was dead-ass wrong for that, period. She was definitely dead-ass wrong for that. She was.
Yeah.
And my whole thing was like...
But you... That's the equivalent... And this may not be an absolute equivalent, but that's the equivalent of fucking a nanny for a dude. Because your children was cool with this nigga. Your family was cool with this nigga. And then you go and fuck, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's the equivalent of fucking a nanny for a man. Why would you do something so close and so sloppy? You fucking whore, you. I thought you was the shit. Your pussy probably dirty. Your whore.
You sound like an Italian mafia motherfucker. Yo.
Oh my God.
And listen, we all know that it takes one to know one. And I'd be the first to admit that I have fucking dozens, hundreds of indiscretions. You know what I'm saying? That I am not proud of. So, but I peep the fucking action when I see that shit, and I would think that you would be past that. And it's like you. That's like R. Kelly. One of the reasons I got a problem with R. Kelly, because you could have had any grown woman and pissed on the grown bitches. Why you pick the baby?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And with the money that you paid out in non-disclosure agreements, you could have just paid out in advance. Here, bitch, take this $2,000. Let me piss on you and stop playing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Honey love, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You could have did that.
You just don't need say honey love? All right, girl. All right, man. Okay.
You get
honey
that
love.
Oh, God. Yo, where's my other phone? Oh, damn. I'm about to die.
Y'all niggas think I'm joking.
Oh, God.
Y'all niggas think I'm playing. I'm serious as a fucking heart attack.
We know. I don't see why that shit's funny. Bitch, what's wrong with you?
That's what I'm saying, honey.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. Ah, damn. Oh, Lord. I got my foot. That came right after my getting my belly full. Listen, them chicken wings was good.
I'm joking. I'm serving as a fucking heart attack, nigga. I ain't looking.
I know. You got me crying last night. I'm crying over this fucking. You stupid shit.
He said, you could have gave that honey love to a grown woman. Oh, why you go and say that shit? Nigga, what's wrong
with
you?
I'm saying, he could have, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he could have. He signed up to, hey, he could definitely gave that to a consenting grown woman that said, you know what, I'm all right with you pissing on me. Because there's some nasty bitches out there in the world that would be like, you know what, you are Kelly, I want you to piss on me. Give me some of that honey love. Bitch, what you was asking for?
Oh. I mean, I ain't gonna front. You know what? I ain't even gonna say nothing because y'all gonna look at me real crazy if I say what I was about to say.
No,
you don't do it.
You done peed on somebody wrong. You done gave them some of that honey love.
That's not what I was gonna say. See, you full of shit. That's your little tactic. If you say, what I was gonna say is everybody know in their hood they got that sexy crackhead. Like, nigga, when you was on tour, you could have just went from city to city getting the sexy crackheads. You know what I'm saying? And just fucking them and pissing on them. You could have did that from city to city. And they never would have told. And even if they did tell, who would have believed them? They a sexy crackhead.
Exactly. You right. Okay.
Y'all got problems.
Nigga, all right, whatever, nigga. I ain't even got nothing to say. Fuck that bitch. Fucking Jada Pinkett got me talking about R. Kelly. Y'all know I hate R. Kelly. Y'all know I hate that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that she got me talking about that motherfucker, that mean that, yo, I really look at her differently. And it's nothing wrong with women getting dick on the side. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about her fucking decision-making ability. She chose the absolute wrong nigga. Absolutely.
Yeah, she did. She did. 100%. Poor choice. Poor choice. Yeah, she should have chose somebody different. Chose a nigga who would not have said anything ever.
Ever.
He would took that shit to his grave. You know what? It just brought up a spirit to me. It just brought a spirit. I'm sorry.
The bitch said, I'm paraphrasing, that it was, you know what I'm saying, her, like, helping him and building him up was, like, what she was addicted to. You know what I'm saying? Like she got a kick out of helping him. Did you want to help a motherfucker? Here I go.
No.
Ain't that shit mystical? Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you want to help a motherfucker?
Yeah, girl.
You know what I'm saying? And what, you want to help a nigga that got some good dick? Yeah, I go. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck, nigga? You know how many motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, that would have kept their mouth shut, real nigga? That's why I'm upset with her. That's why I'm upset. She had all this good dick right here waiting for her, and she chose that nigga.
And you. She had all that in you, and she chose that little nigga. That's
that
why
little
life where we
nigga. Yo, who was it? Was it you, Dre? Said some shit. Huh? You said some shit like Jada Pinkett, Shakur, Alcina Smith, or some shit like that. Yeah, the shit was hilarious. I was like, what the fuck is this?
He's
a can for that one, boy. He's a straight can for that one. So what do y'all think the worst part of this whole situation is?
The
She didn't know what the fuck she wanted with Will. Like, nigga, how long y'all been together? You gonna wait till now? And so you didn't know what the fuck you wanted, bitch.
Again. I'm sorry. I don't think that's fair.
Sometimes you get tired after of a motherfucker after a month. Sometimes it takes 28 years. Sometimes it takes that long to realize, you know what?
All right, I was bugging. I might be tired of this motherfucker, but ain't nobody else out here that I'm with. My bad. I apologize. Will you take me back?
Sometimes that happens, nigga.
And only a motherfucker who not only, but it takes a motherfucker who's at least seen that shit happen to realize, yeah, that shit do happen. Your uncle and auntie probably did that shit, nigga.
Somebody did that shit. You know your auntie is old hoe. Like, did you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you got to realize, like, hey, your aunt was a hoe back in the day. And she old hoe.
No, it happens. Because you start to think, like, as you get older and you realize every Thanksgiving, your auntie got a new man. Every Thanksgiving.
Let me tell you,
it's a different, you got a different uncle every year. Your auntie at home.
Listen, Linda, listen. My cousin, I got a cousin that's like that. Love her to death. She's sweet as pie, but she switch up men every 6 months. The dude that was at the 4th of July cookout ain't the nigga that's at Christmas. Listen,
okay?
That shit goes hard for her.
All right. One. Y'all go stop
one.
Talking about Dre auntie. That's number one. Number two, what y'all go also do is y'all not gonna be shouting out your fucking cousin.
What the fuck?
Listen, I'm sorry, I got a family member like that. I do. Every holiday, it's like, I want you to meet so and so. Oh, okay. I mean, from when I was little, like, okay. So now here I am in my 30s. We still doing this. And then everybody got that one extended family member that their kids always come, and then the man that she with ain't none of the kids' daddy. But all the kids are different colors, like they all different shades. She always is.
They a whole rainbow coalition.
You got a light one, you got a brown one, you got a dark skin one, you got an albino one.
Not albino.
Yes. When she popped up at Christmas, we was like, oh. Okay, well, that's fine. Come on, baby, go get you a plate. And they all in a row, so they ate nine, seven, six, five, four, three, two, and one. So you didn't even, all right. No breaks, huh? No breaks at all? Well, just come on in and get your rainbow family something to eat. It's okay.
The rainbow family.
And the one that she brought.
Y'all niggas is crazy.
And the one that she bring, the dude that she brought with her, ain't none of they daddy. So now she working on a new one.
She an old hoe. Her old hoe started early. Next time, have you been out here doing the honey, love? What you been out here doing? All right, so let me ask you a question.
What's the bigger problem? Switching niggas or bringing niggas around that you switch?
Listen, I think that the whole thing is very equal. Because I got a couple of friends, right? Them bitches switch niggas like them bitches switch they draw every day. You know what I'm saying? And they always like, you know, this is my man, this is my boo, we're getting married. I know one bitch, I kid y'all not, in a 2-year time period, I know that bitch has 6 rings. I don't know what she got in her cat box that make these niggas want to file for, but she ain't never been married. So I don't know.
Niggas get to the finish line and be like, nah, I'm not crossing that. I'm good.
I got
a question. Raising my hand. I got a question. Y'all, did she keep the ring?
I don't know. I ain't never asked.
If she kept the ring, my hand is go.
I told her, don't you introduce me to another motherfucker until after you married him. Don't introduce me to nobody because I don't want to get to know your new boyfriend and he now your fiance and now that motherfucker ain't here 3 months later. I know what. And then
I know what she doing.
She racking up on rings. What's she doing? What's she doing, girl?
She racking up on rings. That's just like the girl. Not too long ago, I read an article. She told all her boyfriends that she broke her cell phone. So they all bought her new cell phone, right? So what she did was she sold them all, and then her ass bought a house.
Listen, I need bitches not to have this motherfucking time on their motherfucking hands. You hear what I tell you? Y'all doing so much. Go ahead, settle down with your good old regular schmegula ass man and go about life. And ask him if he gonna, you know, do some freaky shit with you and stuff. And then just be happy. If he gonna let you.
And if that nigga say no, have an entanglement.
Now, I ain't telling you have no entanglement. I'm telling you to go ahead and get what you want out of life and be motherfucking happy. If you can't understand that certain shit got to happen in this life for us to be extremely happy, well, for me to be happy, I need you to understand that. Like, I need some shit to happen every now and again. Y'all know how my life works. I need, you know, I need some other shit. So... Either you gonna do it?
Wait, hold on. Do y'all see how this motherfucker is taking a phrase and supplementing it with another phrase? So every time she says, quote unquote, extremely happy, remove that and insert bald headed whole shit.
What? If it's with my man, how is it bald headed hoe shit?
Oh shit. This is good. Father body. I ain't saying having a tangle, but I'm just saying do what makes you extremely happy. Where the fuck extremely come from? Where the fuck extremely come from? That's bald headed hoe shit. Equates to extremely happy. Nobody on this call disagrees.
You know me? This is what we're doing today. That's fine. I'll be extremely happy. I don't know what the fuck y'all gonna be doing, but I'll be happy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna be like Jada at 46 trying to find my motherfucking happiness in the pursuit of happiness out here messing with some young nigga. No, I'm not. I don't need you a whole year.
I see what you did there. I see what you did. That was cute. I saw that. I see that. That was good.
I don't need no whole year. Is it? You know what? You're going to start finding women taking a whole year going forward. Baby, I think I need to take my whole year.
I don't know what the fuck you mean going forward. Because for the first 100% of my life, there has always been hoes out here.
No, I'm just saying, like, women saying, you know, while they're taking a break from that man, whether they're separated or whatever, they're gonna have a hoe here. They're gonna have one.
So, all right. See, I see she did it again. All right. Remove whole year and insert ball headed whole shit. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. See, everything comes back to the same fucking thing with this chick. I'm fucking dumb.
No.
I can't with you, nigga. I thought I was bad, nigga. I be doing head full of hair whole shit. You be doing boy headed whole shit.
Oh my God!
I got full head of hair. Oh, I got full head of hair, so I'm out here doing full head hair, bald head, body hair, bald head, whole shit. Hey, full hair, whole shit. Listen,
goodness,
and the way
goodness.
I'm set up right now, I could give a fuck.
These niggas said women are gonna start taking their whole year. Nigga, what this?
Yeah.
It's sabbatical. So pussy cool?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
They gonna take their whole year. I'm telling you, they gonna look at this shit, and when they figure out, yo, she really took her a year to really kind of find her happiness, and she did some whole shit. Like, she went into herself. She was like, you know what? So herself said, look, I've been looking at my son's friend, and he done been over here at nighttime. I seen him walk down the hallway in his drawers. Look, I feel like I need a year to figure out what the fuck I want to do with my life. And that bitch told her husband, you know what, I'm not happy right now, and I need to go find my happiness. And she went down that hallway and found her happiness in her friend's, in her son's friend, because that bitch saw some whole shit. Her whole shit creeped up out of her when she seen that little nigga walk down that hallway with them drawers on.
You know what? Somebody said that in the hot box.
That
was like, it's funny. It's funny that she started dating this nigga when he started dropping them pictures of him in his drawers, and then when his news got leaked, and then just all of a sudden they started damn going to BET Awards and shit.
She said to her husband, look, I ain't happy here right now, but I need to go find my happiness. And that bitch went and got her some August ass Selena dangling, and the bitch was motherfucking happy. Y'all leave that little bitch alone. She had her whole year.
And you know the part that's really fucking crazy, that's really driving me nuts, I don't understand? This nigga was crying over a bitch with no ass and no titties. Jada, ain't that like that? I can understand that she was a thick motherfucker. I understand she was thick.
You missing it, brother. See, this is why I'm here for you. All right. So boom. You know how when you go deaf, you can see better, you can smell better, you can taste better. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't use those senses. You know what I'm saying? So when you
ain't got an ass
or titties, nigga, you know how good that pussy is, nigga. Nigga. If you can't hear or see, you know how good I could touch, nigga. I could touch your heartbeat, nigga. I touch your thoughts if I can't hear and I can't see, nigga. Your touch is just immaculate. If you ain't got no titties or no ass, nigga, your pussy is fucking vintage. That shit is fucking old, Lord.
No, it's not.
Nigga, that's bone. That's bone. I need some fat back.
Cold.
Need somebody with some gristle.
Wait a minute. Did Dre say he need fallback? Dre, you said you need fallback.
Hey, I need some kind of grip. I got to get some. I can grip. The
nigga
that.
Said
like, I
he need
grip.
High blood pressure pussy. I'm done with the nigga. The nigga said...
That nigga said high blood pressure, high cholesterol is for me. That's what he said.
The nigga said, I need gout pussy. Fuck that. I need some shit, nigga. All right, I get it.
Listen.
I get it. My bad. I was trying to use my, you know what I'm saying, my little, you know what I'm saying, fucked up logic. You know what I'm saying? But my bad. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. She ain't got no gristle, nigga. Fuck that. All right, my bad.
No, she ain't got no, I mean, she ain't got no thighs. She ain't got nothing you can hit upon
nothing.
And laying softly. All you got is bones.
She
look, listen,
she,
I'm
going
to tell you right
like
now, and that is not the warmest place on earth on her. Because if you think about it, you got some thick ass.
She shaped like Jaden.
Right?
She looks just like Jaden.
They got
the same
yeah.
Ass.
Well,
they got
exactly.
She
looked
like
him
with
pretty eyes.
She looked
like him with pretty
eyes. Exactly. You know how much Dick Jaden get? Come on, exactly.
Oh,
she looked just like Jaden. You know how many of them fucking faggots be loving? My bad. I'm sorry. That's a dead
lie. That wasn't nice. That was not nice.
Mom,
he confused. That nigga confused. He don't know if he gay or what. Like, why would you perform at a concert and come out on the damn concert and be like, Tyler the Creator's my boyfriend? And then Tyler the Creator's like, what the fuck? He's standing on the sideline like, nigga, did you just say that? Like, what the fuck?
That's his
weirdo.
Boyfriend. Now, that's his boyfriend. That's, he done stuck his penis in that boy's mouth before. That's his boyfriend. He said,
and
if
then
Poe
Little Willow, she's just there. She's just like
no,
there.
She's also a non-binary. Is that what that word is? Like, she don't identify with anything.
The little heifer was 12 years old taking damn near naked pictures with a grown-ass man photographer. Hold the fuck up. Who signed off on that shit?
It was probably the whole
everything ass associated to Jada's pussy goes crazy.
Yo,
that's why I said everybody talking about we should have done it with
nigga.
Tupac. Hell no, he'd have probably flipped that goddamn table over on that damn red table.
I ain't go front. I'm willing to, you know what? If Jada's listening, your pussy can't make everybody go crazy. I guarantee it can't make me go crazy. I'm willing to take the test. How about that? Fuck that. I want to see if it really makes every nigga go crazy.
It's going to be sitting up under the red table, cross leg, applesauce, whatever, with his thumb in his mouth.
And comfortable with that. And I will be comfortable with that, nigga. You ain't said nothing.
Speaking of this here, and you know the funniest shit, though, out of all of this shit, out of all the memes and shit that came out. Because
everybody ain't got a Twizzler, nigga.
The funniest shit, though, when Erykah Badu posted her picture and Jada's picture, like, what the fuck my pussy got to do with this shit? I know what I'm doing with mine. And then she said, my pussy's on sale starting this Friday. She dropped her damn advertisement. And I was like, oh, shit. And she was like, she said, my pussy's going to make everybody go crazy. They know they lame. And I was like, damn.
I'm done.
Yeah, they do.
If anybody in the game from our culture should have shut their fucking mouth about having pussy that make niggas go crazy, it's Erykah fucking Badu.
She had Colin wearing motherfucking crocheted pants and hats and shit. That nigga was out here wearing all the colors of the rainbow and everything else. He looked like he was stuck in the 70s, okay? Bell bottoms and everything. had him out here looking real crazy.
That chick, everybody. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just him. Jay Electronica. He can't fucking even do nothing without nothing. Well, DOC was
first.
DOC
didn't really do shit, though. He just really couldn't do nothing because he
bought
the
books.
But
ain't one of them, and ain't never one of them said anything about her ass either. Ain't never one of her baby daddies opened their mouth about nothing. Nothing.
Listen. I got two big mamas. I will talk about one of them. I will not talk about the other one. Enough said.
And dead friends, and almost had most death ass.
Every fucking body, nigga, that was, got some of that shit went crazy. Nigga, this nigga moved to Africa. This nigga wear crochet pants. This nigga lost his voice. This nigga fucking can't put out. Nigga, who the fuck else, nigga? And nigga sell a pussy in the candle. I'm fucking done.
Oh, she
showed
up.
She's
selling her pussy cat in a scandal. She did.
I ain't gonna find. I want to smell it.
This nigga talking about he want to smell it.
Ain't nobody. You know what? I'm gonna be mad if it ain't got a little funk to it. I'm gonna be mad if it ain't got a little funk to it.
A little funk? It probably smell like incense and weed.
You
want to
smell some funky pussy?
Dre, I thought you saw it because you went to go play in some funky pussy. You better be quiet.
Oh no, forgot about that. He did go see the funky box. He showed up there. He did go see the funky box.
Do tell.
He tangled. You don't remember when he said he was about to get playing that funky pussycat? Not last week, but the week before.
That was last week.
Oh, my God.
That was last week. Last week with the funky
dog.
O-N-D.
You was late. You was tardy. You had to be tardy.
Oh, that's
not know about the funky pussycat.
This nigga.
David. He done gone from possum cat to funky pussycat.
But I'm going to say this to you, Dre. And I don't know if it's in defense of you or not, but sweet pussy is good. Don't get it twisted. Nobody wants dirty pussy. But a little tinge, like, so you ain't never beat the pussy up, fuck up for 48 and a half minutes, and then put your mouth on the pussy, nigga? It's a little funk, nigga. Ain't nothing wrong with a little funk. It's naturally, it's earned, nigga. You got it. I'm sorry. Am I being a little too graphic? I apologize.
This nigga here.
Look, but both of y'all was like, yes, 47 minutes, didn't go back to eating, nigga. That is the proper ratio.
It is, though.
Hey, I mean, whatever gets the job done. I mean, hey, you know. I'm trying to put my ass on somebody's son. I'm trying to do something sometimes. What is this girl doing in this exercise? Wait, ma'am, you look stupid.
Open.
He done got them done. Hey, what the hell? Ooh, bad. But yeah, sorry, I'm scrolling.
Through my Instagram. Y'all see what time it almost is?
It's almost hot seat time. We got 5 minutes before we hit the hot seat.
Okay.
So Taylor, Keisha Taylor, prepare yourself.
No problem. I'm ready. She ready.
Hey, okay, she mad. She ain't no punk bitch. Ain't no punk bitch.
Not no punk bitch over here.
All right. Before we hit it up, all right, so we got any final thoughts on this whole Jada Pinkett Smith shit?
Yeah, she had her whole year.
just accept that shit and be okay. Ladies, have you a whole year. Hmm? Bye-bye. Ladies, go have your whole year. And if you don't know how to have a whole year, then, bitch, something's wrong. Something's wrong with you.
All right. Hold on. See, you're not looking at this, you know what I'm saying, logically.
What?
Okay.
Yes, I am.
What if every woman says, you know what, I'm going to listen to you. Kitty is right. What? You know what, 2021,
not Kitty is
after
right.
This bullshit, I'm going to have my whole year. And every
okay.
woman has her whole year in 2021.
Okay.
What do you think the percentage of marriages you think is going to be in 2022?
I don't know. I don't care.
Fucking row. We're going to have to start everything all over again, nigga. Fuck that. All these bitches is hoes this year? All these bitches is hoes. I mean, all this pussy is up for grabs. Nigga, nobody staying married. Everything is being reset. You can't have that. You can't do that.
Why can't you? It's only a year. It's not like forever. I'll be back after the year's up.
Yes, you'll be back, but I might be gone, or I might return the fucking sender, bitch. I don't want that pussy after that year you just had.
Nigga, what makes you think, so it's okay, let me ask you this, so is it okay for a man to go out and have his whole year? So you want me to be like, okay, after you've had your whole year, I don't want that dick you done stuck in every other female. That's not right. That's a double standard. We don't need that.
All right,
hold on.
Let me see if I'm properly understanding this concept of whole year. We're married 15 years, me and you. I say to you, you know what? I need my whole year. I'm tapping out. I'm hitting the fucking easy button from Staples. And I go and I fuck bitches for the whole year. I come back 354 days later. You know what I'm saying?
Did you say
the button from the easy button?
This nigga
said Staples. Nigga, right. This is the fucking, you know what I'm saying? The whole button. The fuck? Get out of here, nigga. I'm fucking. And I hit it with my dick. How about that? If you want to be
shit with
her.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God. I'm stupid. Oh, shit.
Oh, God. No. Dumb. At that.
Oh, shit. But I'm saying, though, man, fuck that, man. Listen. There you go. Y'all play too much. Y'all act like y'all don't know what's up.
And you act like you don't know what's up. So it's okay for you to hit your whole button, but it's not okay for. And you probably been hitting your whole button 7 out of the 15 years.
Well, all right. This is what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. I'm not giving a motherfucker.
Let's gather. I'm going to retract that. I'm going to stop.
It might, you know what I'm saying? It might come to fruition that I have to do that for my survival, happiness, whatever. I don't see right now me being with a woman and her just indiscriminately taking a whole year. Even though that may sound a little different than what I said earlier. You know what I'm saying? It's there's a slight difference.
But now, would it make a difference? Would it make a difference if you didn't know she was taking a whole year? Like, let's say you met her, and then for whatever reason, the timing was off. It didn't work out.
You said that I met her?
Yes.
All right. Fuck a her I met. I'm talking about the whole I'm with.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay, but that's the whole you.
First of all, why she gotta be? See, now that she done took her whole year, now she a hoe.
When I said it, I was like, "Damn, son, that was harsh."
When I said it, I was like, damn, nobody don't say nothing. And I heard Taylor she ain't address it. I heard Dre said something, I said, he ain't address it. Here, your funky ass come address me. Yes, you're right. I apologize. That was harsh. You're right.
I can't. So, 2021.
Listen, I understand if we say, you know what I'm saying, we need to find something, then I'm down with that. You know what I'm saying? If he say, bitch, I got to find something, then, nigga, you might as well leave, because she didn't say let us find something. She didn't say that. You feel me? So it got to be a two-way street. Other than that, to me, it's bullshit. So that's my one difference in that. You know what I'm saying? I was under the impression that him and her, Jada and Will, were like, all right, listen, I don't know how we going to do this. Let us go find our happiness, and we'll circle back around. In a situation like that, I don't have a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? It's just her decision-making. The other shit we was talking about a whole year, a bitch just saying, she just tagging me and saying, it's my whole year. Whoa, what the fuck? We ain't talking about this shit. What the fuck? That, don't come back.
She said she tagging me.
You know what I'm saying? Like that, to me, that's a little different. One of them is a way for us to keep our sanity. One of them is a way for you to give away my pussy.
It's mine.
You're right.
Please understand that. It's mine.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
Mine. And if I want to sit my ass on some shit to find some happiness, now, what if I come to you and I say, hey, look, I really want to, take my happiness to another level, and I introduce you to some shit, are you going to look at me strange then?
I'm going to look at you strange, you motherfucking right. Like, bitch, how dare you wait this long to make me smile this fucking hard? You should have been telling me about this pretty shit. What the fuck is wrong with you, nigga?
Okay. So we are.
That's why you only got a 2-carat ring. You'd have had a 4-carat ring if your bitch would have came with this from the jump.
Listen, okay.
So in a roundabout way, Ron's saying the closed mouth don't get fed. Is that what you're saying, Ron?
Right. It sounds like that's what I'm saying.
Ding, ding, ding.
He said, okay. You could have been telling me right. you wanted me to put the spoon on your butt. I'd have been did it. That's okay.
Ben
you
did
told
it.
Me. Okay. So that concludes our talk about the red table talk and whole shit. So now I gotta find me some. I really gotta find me some sound effects. It's Keisha Taylor's chance to sit under the seat. And just ready. All right, Ron. You know what? Since we did this last week, and you were such a great moderator, you're gonna continue this. Okay. All right. Thank you. So, Ron, ask the questions.
Okay. So the first question that I have for you, and for those who didn't listen last week and y'all tuning in, what we're doing is we got one segment, 15 minutes to end the show off, maybe 20 minutes, maybe 25, depending on how it go. Maj got to go somewhere in the morning, so it'll probably just be 15. And the person on the hot seat got to be completely honest. That being said, man, first question I ask you is, your son becomes a professional basketball player, and he is making, let's say, $5 million yearly. How much of that is obligated to you?
If he's making $5 million, obligated to me is actually, to be quite honest, nothing. I wouldn't feel obligated for him to give me anything. I would feel obligated, well, I would want him to be obligated to make sure that he's in order, meaning that he's fully aware how to deal with his money. But I wouldn't expect anything. I wouldn't make him feel like he's obligated to give me anything.
Good answer.
I'm a fucking believer.
He obligated to give me some tickets. That's what that is. He obligated to give me
I'm a fucking believer.
Nigga, your son missed $5 million. You obligated to get at least a $200,000 house, nigga? I gotta stay in an apartment, nigga?
Oh,
don't you walk up fucking steps to get home, nigga?
I don't think it's more of an obligation. I think knowing him, that kid is going to do for his mom, period.
I didn't ask all that. I hear what you're saying. Let's say, perfect example. The nigga finds some chick. He give her fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Now you know she ain't going to have all that now.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why I chose that. You know what I'm saying?
Next thing you know,
she be like, your mother can't get a stipend. Your mother can't get this. Not that you need him to survive, because you're surviving without it. You know what I'm saying? You living without it. I got you. But to see my child have excess upon excess, and I'm fucking in the same exact spot, fuck my child at that point.
Oh, Lord.
I'm the only one that thinks that way.
No, because if we were really bad, like if we were really fucked up and he was off living the dream and he was like, nah, I'm out of here, fuck y'all, I would feel that way too. I would. I'd be like, damn, so you can't help us at all, like nothing? But I wouldn't expect nothing. I really wouldn't. I would just want him to be careful with his stuff. And knowing him as frugal friends, I think he'll be just fine. That child don't like to spend his money. He spend all your shit, but he damn sure ain't gonna spend none of his.
You stupid.
He don't like it at all.
My girl, you got money, right?
Alright, Imaj, what you got for? I know you got some questions.
Wait a minute, what'd you say? My headphone came out. What'd you say?
I said, what you got for her? I know you got some questions.
So we're going to piggyback off that one. And so, say, Supreme is playing for a really good team. And... Mm-hmm. He there's a young man on the team that's like, I'm trying to get to know your mama. And that young man comes up to you.
Wait a minute. Oh, you think I'm about to LeBron my baby? No, I would never. No, I wouldn't. I'm sorry. No. I would not LeBron my baby. No.
Like, he found it and fine. He's taller than Supreme.
Mm-mm.
And you know Supreme tall.
Mm-mm.
And so.
Mm-mm.
Mama, you going to turn it down?
No,
I'm not.
I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to let him know that, wow, his attention is nice. And I appreciate the thought. It's not going to happen because y'all not going to be in the locker room, LeBron and my baby. No, y'all not going to talk about LeBron.
You're
not going to see him like LeBron.
You're not going to do that.
Not my baby. No, not my baby. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I would never.
She said, I'm not going to have my whole year with the team. I ain't going to do it.
No. No, I'm not. That's not what I'm going to spend my whole year on. I'm not. No, I'm not. That's okay.
Everybody get one whole year.
Okay.
Just pick it. Just pick
Mm-mm.
it.
No, not with
pick
him.
Mine
no, I don't want nobody from the team. I don't want the coach. I don't want the athletic director. I don't want none of that.
You remember when that coach, we realized that coach was flirting with you. What we call him, Coach?
Listen. I said, no, sir.
Coach Bud.
Mm-mm.
Ron, you remember Coach Bud?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I do.
Indeed.
I do. I remember.
Okay, I can't do it.
Because now if something go down, now it's his future. You know what I'm saying? The coach, somebody on the team mad now, coach mad, now he can't play. No, we don't need them kind of problems.
Your mama put ass on
you trying
him.
To trade.
She don't want to do it.
Now
no
you
more.
Trying to
so
trade
you got
him.
To get off the team.
No.
Your mama don't want to put ass on me no more.
So now you sitting out game after game. No, we ain't got time for none of that.
Oh God.
Now your teammate asking you questions. So why you come to the game? Like, why your mom ain't come to the game? Why are you worried about my mama coming to the game? No, that's too much.
Wow.
My auntie's sitting up there. Mind her goddamn business. It's her right there with the dog shades on. Right there. You see, she ain't talking to nobody. She's stuck up and bougie. You know?
Yes!
With them big ass things on. Who the fuck wears shades at a basketball game? This is me. Hey! Me? Just bougie. This is bougie. Bougie as fuck. I don't care. With them big ass shades on and the team colors. But you got on team colors though. So you came to the game, but you didn't want to talk to nobody?
No.
Nobody. During the quarantine, she started buying a whole bunch of flowy ass dresses, and she said she was gonna wear them shits everywhere she go. Leafy,
what? Well, why is she like? Do you realize she overdressed? Hey, let her be.
Let her be.
I told her she ain't need to wear the jumpsuit. But apparently she says you're going to get all this
shit
today. So therefore,
you'll get all these five and these titties a day. Listen, I don't care. I'm just fucked. Kiss my ass.
So now we just sitting at the game. Why is she dressed like that? I don't know.
And I'm going to be like, sis, why you not sitting beside me? Why you not sitting beside me? You embarrassed?
No, I'm not embarrassed, nigga. I got on regular clothes. You look like you got on your Free Before 11 outfit, nigga. Like, we don't match.
Not your Free Before 11. And, bitch, you got your Free Before 11 in your bag.
I got on a regular shirt in jeans or leggings and some sort of team color on. You just out here. You ready for the after
ready.
Party.
I'm trying to go. Right. I was about to say I'm going to the after party. Damn, what you talking about? I'm trying to get to know Coach Bud. You playing games.
Coach Bud!
I'm trying to get to know Coach Bud. You know, I'm trying to get some of that benefit.
Oh, God.
Okay, Dre, your question.
So, have you thought about inventing your own glove?
You know what? Dre, get out my head. I was thinking about that earlier today. Get out my way. I was thinking.
I'm just saying, you might have stumbled onto something. That's what I was saying.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking about that. And I imagine that there's some people I could talk to about that. But I feel like I could. And I could, what could I call it? I could call it pleasure something. Pleasure hair, pleasure fist, something.
You know. You, girl, you should do it. I've got some.
What? Okay. I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna work on it.
Because I can only imagine what that sensation is going to be. Like, I will buy some. Like, figure it out. I will be the first one to help promote that shit. And then that can kick off some ladies' whole years. Boom.
And then, so now, here's what I was thinking. I was thinking it's got to be a way to, like, you got to figure out to make it vibrate, too. So now you got the texture side and it vibrates. What? That's
a whole party. It's a party. It's a party. It's a party.
I was thinking about that earlier today, too. And what if it get warm? Like, what if it
does? It's got the texture and it vibrates. You got to do something.
Yeah.
This is just too good not to do something.
Yeah.
You got to do something.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Go forward.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to get on that. I'm going to work on that. Thanks, Dre. I appreciate that. I'm going to work on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that concludes our session. It looks like Ron dropped, and, you know, once it goes into recorded time, you can't get back onto the phone line. So.
Oh, I know he hot.
No, once it goes into the recorded time.
He probably had a bunch of questions, too. Oh, God, I know he hot.
So, we're going to be here next week. Ron goes to what, Vegas next week? Is it next week?
Yes, I believe that's what he said next week.
So, guess who is up in the hot seat for next week? Ronald will be up in the hot seat for next week. And so, therefore, we're going to have some really good time with that. And we'll talk about some other stuff going on in the week. We did not get to talk about Megan and...
I gotta read more into that. That's crazy.
So we're gonna wait for more details.
Sidebar for a second. So I read the little arrest. What do you call it when you get arrested? Child, why is that man 5'3", 120 pounds? So you mean to tell me?
Why is he my height? Megan, you couldn't toss that little nigga up somewhere?
Well, wait. So you mean to tell me he's shorter than my daughter? He is shorter than my daughter.
You said
he's littler than my daughter.
Not littler than your daughter.
She is five five.
You mean to wait a minute? Listen, you tell her stop going right now.
Yeah, he's a short little fella.
That's a little buddy.
You ought to see them videos of that motherfucker playing basketball, man. Them videos of him playing basketball is funny as shit.
Oh, good grief. No, he wasn't trying to play no basketball. No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he be trying to play with the thug niggas, and he can't play, and he's so short. It's like his fucking body don't match his head. Like, he got the Usher Raymond head when Usher first started out, and he had a little bitty body, and then he had a real big-ass head. Yeah, Troy, he's going to have to grow into his body.
Oh, no.
Boy, his damn head don't match his body at all.
Oh, my God.
Poor little fella.
That's a poor little thing, for real.
So what we're going to do with that, we're going to wait for some more details to come out in this situation so we can kind of talk about it and see what happens. So we'll be back here next week, same time, same place. I'll also be preparing for a bridal shower
next weekend. Pray my strength that I don't smack some bitches, because them bitches get on my nerves. So, yeah. So just pray for my strength through the weekend, next weekend. So y'all be good. And don't do anything I wouldn't do. And
don't see your grown bitches.
Don't nobody want no motherfucking honey love. Don't nobody want that shit. We're out of here.
Oh, Lord.
Don't nobody want that shit. Don't nobody want that shit.
I know Ron probably sitting there hollering, hello, hello, hello. That nigga probably feel like me and the Lord. He's alone. I'm so alone.
Well, he's still
on the phone. Sorry. I miss you.
Oh, Lord. He's still on
the
phone.
And he has
story.
Some heat for Taylor's ass, too. You know he has some heat for your ass, boy, and he can't say nothing. Oh, I know he hot.
That's okay. I'm always free to answer questions.
Bye, y'all. Y'all be good now. I'm about to kill a white woman. Y'all be good.
All right. Good night.